The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, I am not Colette Mary Steffen, but I've been asked by Colette Mary Steffen to intro the show and take you along a journey today. My name is Caleb Matthews with Encompassed by Dreams, coming to you on The Truth is Funny talk show on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have the great honor and privilege today of being one of the first guest speakers of 2021 to present to you just the spiritual truth and this message of the eye of God. So those of you who have logged in through Facebook or through transformationtalkradio.com and also just seen the advertising for our show this week, knowing that we're talking, my topic today is the eye of God, seeing through heaven's lenses. So we're going to get into just how we see what the eye of God is doing, as well as how to position ourselves by looking through heaven's eyes and really following that eye and having God's eye of God upon us. So before I begin the show, I wanted to let you know that probably at the point near the end of the show, we will be taking callers if that's an appetite or something that you want to go after for dream interpretation. I know a lot of you have been clamoring for getting some dream interpretation done on the last couple of my shows, but given the nature of the time frame that we had, we weren't able to get that. But today I do have a little bit more time to be able to get to some of your dreams. So if you are interested, lovely assistant today, Olivia, is standing by to be able to take your calls and channel through here. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So at a later point during the show, we want you to call in probably at the latter half of the show and present your dreams. Short dreams, I'll say, if you have a dream you want interpreted on the air here, I would definitely love to get to it. But I ask for a short dream, meaning elevator pitch. If the floor is going from the third floor to the first floor, you can tell me your dream within 15 or 20 seconds. So no long epic dreams, but short dreams. So if you have a dream, please call into the 1-800-930-2819 number at some point in the latter half of the show. I will give you the signal for when I'm ready to take callers. But Olivia will also stand by and let me know in the chat here as well too for that. All right, so we are getting into the eye of God, seeing through heaven's lenses. So it's no question that we've had a tumultuous last year or so since everything was turned upside down last March. You know, a lot of us are going through just a lot of different crazy emotions and feelings and just a roller coaster of activity as far as in our work lives, our family lives, and just our environment. And so this topic that I'm speaking to you about, the eye of God, is really, really an important focus, because it really is where our focus and our attention is supposed to be. We have to have that MPA, so that multiple perspective advantage. I've spoken about this in previous shows, both in the last couple of months, specifically on seeing outside the small details into the bigger picture. So in Western culture, you know, and especially in the Greek culture, there is a bigger picture that we need to see, that our minds are coming into war with, which is the bigger picture. So often we get caught up in the details of what is really the here and now, what taxes we got to pay, the rat race of going to work, eating, waking up, doing life things. And there's nothing wrong with life things, but seeing outside the box and seeing the bigger picture, the MPA, seeing with heaven's lenses, seeing God's eyes is very important. I like to speak with props, and so I brought a few props today, and one of which is this hourglass that you can maybe see here. So in the hourglass, there are the sands of time, the grains of the sands of time. And so all of us, we have time on this earth of how we're going to invest. our focus, our attention, our gaze, our perspective. And really, that's one of the first qualifying things of staying present and really not worrying about what the future will have and hold. I'm not saying not being prepared, but not being overly concerned about the future or about the past or what's happened or even outside of your bubble and things that are happening out there. It's not to stay ignorant, but we need to stay present and our eyes focused on really the present ground that we've been given by the Creator, by Christ, to be given by the Creator of all things, the universe, God, and staying in that present moment of dealing with the sands of time that we have. And really, that's one of the first qualifying features and things that God is looking for, that Jesus Christ is looking for, that Christ is looking for within each of our lives to call us to that higher dimension. And that really is sands of time. There's a ancient saying that God has set eternity in the hearts of mankind. So eternity is like this internal clock. It's this sand timer where we have all the time in front of us to be able to deal with what we are going to do, what we're going to focus on, what our attention is going to focus on. In Colossians, in one of the ancient books of the Hebrews, it's called, there's a scripture that's called, set your mind on things above, not things on the earth. There is a battleground for our senses, our eye gates, our entire being, and really a war over peace. The opposite of peace is chaos. And so what we need to be is an incubation of peace, of our eye gates, of looking up to those things that are above, encounters, dreams, visions, trances, spiritual experiences, really looking to the courts of heaven, of really those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, that there is a council in the heavenly places. So often we're caught up in this hamster wheel, like to say, just being on the wheel. And okay, what is the box saying today? What's the smartphone saying today? What's the TV saying today? What's the airwave saying today? What is the media saying today? It's like a drip. It's a slow drip. It's a soother. It's a bottle that a lot of us in our human nature can go to, is really looking to the powers that be on the earth for answers. And really, at the end of all things, human beings are no different than you and I, no matter what part of government or social status or importance that they're at. Human beings are no different than you and I. We're not going to hold ultimately all the answers to the world's problems or even life's purpose and life's calling. We got to have heaven's insight, heaven's perspective. One of the last shows that I spoke on, either last time or the time before, I talked about the four living creatures and the throne of eyes. Some of you may have been on that show and listened to that show. And one of the things that I didn't get into because of the time that I had, but I want to expound on, is the eyes. So the eyes in the wheels. So in Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about the throne of God, which we spoke about that time, but the throne of God being within a moving wheels. And within the moving wheels, you have the eyes of God within the wheels, moving in motion. So I want to get into a story. So I like to personalize this and get into a personal story. So I'm going to get into a personal story, and then we'll go into our first and probably our only break for the time that we have together. So about 5 years ago, I was sitting doing something very non-spiritual in front of the television. Sometimes it's good to watch some sports or just do something fun. And I was watching NFL football. I was watching a football game on a Sunday morning. Doing a very non-spiritual thing. I wasn't meditating, wasn't praying, wasn't going for a 24-hour retreat or reading any books of by any spiritual authors that I read. I was sitting in front of the television watching football, and I heard this phrase. The announcer was saying, "All right, here comes the running back. He's getting ready to take the ball from the quarterback, and he's getting ready to advance in an economy of motion." Now, I want to just stop there and just say that phrase. An economy of motion. I was shaken to my core, and I came out of my sports stupor, and I thought to myself, wow, an economy of motion. I need to write this down. I was encouraged to write that down. there is an economy of motion. There is a truth to that statement within our lives, not just sports, where there's a forward motion. There's an economy of motion. There's a motion within the throne of God that's in heavenly places. There's an emotion within the wheels. There's a motion within the eyes of God that look to and fro throughout the entire earth, looking for hearts, looking for dedicated hearts that are positioning ourselves in a place to partner, because we are called to co-labor with the divine nature of Christ, the divine nature of God, in this co-laboring in the heavenly places as being bringers of light. I spoke about during Christmas Mass in my last message a few weeks ago about being a bringer of light. Christmas, Christ Mass, a bringer of light. So we are called to partner with an economy of motion and go forward. Really, motion means going forward. It means taking ground. It doesn't mean going backwards. It doesn't mean staying stagnant. It means going forward and partnering with the eyes of God in a forward motion. So what are our eyes wearing? What are we putting on our eyes? As we go into the break, I want you to think about that. So we've got these lenses here. I like to say I like with my props, right? I love using props. But we've got these eye gates, these lenses. What are we looking through these lenses? Just like the doctor's office, when we go for an optometry exam, we have these different shades of lenses, and the doc says, okay, what do you see now with the letters? What do you see now? What do you see now? What do you see now? What is filling our eye gate? So I want you to ponder and sit on that. Think about that as we go to the break. What is taking up your eye gate? What are you focusing on? What are you giving room for and attention for? Because what we focus on gets bigger. So we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes. So stay tuned.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up, bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for returning with us after that break. So into the break, we were talking about what our eye gates are focusing on. What are we looking at? Where is our gaze in correlation with heaven's economy of motion and the eyes that are moving through the throne of God and also through the earth and the eyes of God searching to and fro throughout the entire earth? Where is our focus and how are we adjusting our lenses to heaven's lenses? So as you can see, I love my props and I've got these blinders. And so putting them over my eyes, taking them away, putting them over my eyes, taking them away. So there is also over your mouth as well too. Over the mouth, taking away. Eyes, mouth, maybe even ears as well too. Feeling, senses. I'll hold that up on the screen there so everyone can see. So every person on this planet has a pair of eyes and ears and mouth and really just the ability to be able to sense. And in the spiritual realm, we have our senses as well too. And a lot of us are walking around with blinders on. Maybe some of us, we don't even know that we have blinders on because we have co-labored with the power of the air, the powers that be. In the second heaven, there are three different heavens. We're in the first heaven in the world. That's our domain. That's our day-to-day lives. There's a second heaven, which is the spiritual kind of the atmosphere that's between heaven and earth, where there is a wrestling between light and dark. There's a wrestling between truth and lies. There's a wrestling between light and depression. There really is that wrestling match between the powers that be. And really, every day there is a swaying to see where our attention is going to go to. Where are we going to focus on? What are we going to look at? So fear versus peace as well, too. It's a choice. Every day is a choice. As I said, opening up that box. I'm not saying technology is evil. Hetz, you're listening to me on technology right now. But it's a choice of how we use these tools. What are we going to look at? How are we going to focus? Practicing every day, we should be practicing daydreaming, looking up off the earth and just letting our minds wander. And so as children, many of you probably remember in the classroom daydreaming, and maybe your teacher's like, oh, you know, you get your mind back on schoolwork. And you can understand that to a degree. But some of us, we shut down completely that gift of daydreaming, of letting our mind take us to those heavenly lands, just like Narnia, those heavenly lands where beyond the wardrobe into that place where we can actually walk and talk with the Creator God and see through heaven's lenses. So as I'm talking throughout the show, I want to give the opportunity, as I was talking with the lovely assistant Olivia, she's standing by, if you have any dreams, I want to make it specifically near the end of the show, probably in like the next 20 minutes or so. But if you have any dreams, specifically dreams of the night, we're going to keep it to that today, short dreams of the night. I want you to call 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, if you have any short dreams of the night. So let's just keep it to that for today. As far as interpreting dreams, we can go into that at the end of the show. So we need to incubate. In your light-filled imagination, there's an incubation process that happens. And we need to incubate our eyes, incubate our ears, incubate our senses into the realm of the Spirit, into the realm of the King, into the realm of Christ, into that economy of motion. So how do we bring this home? So you're hearing Caleb Matthews talking about this economy of motion. You're hearing about the eyes of God looking and searching to and fro throughout the earth, the eyes of Christ. You're seeing the eyes of God in the wheels of the throne of God that's moving, the eyes of our heart. How can we unlock the eyes of our heart? There's a prayer in the ancient Hebrew of, I pray that the eyes of the understanding of my heart may be enlightened so that we may know the hope of the calling and the riches of the glory, this inheritance in Christ, in the heavenly places, in Jesus, and really just that pathway, following that path, that inheritance. We have a glorious calling. Even you right now, I want to speak to you right now. You may be listening to me from New York City, United States. You could be listening from the Eastern Coast in Canada, all the way down to Central America, or South America, or Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Asia, Europe, France, Egypt, wherever you're calling from, British Columbia, just throwing some countries out there. You could be listening from a different country, but wherever you are in the world right now, I want to speak to you right now that you have an economy of motion, that you have a spirit that is within you that is calling you on that pathway to move forward, to partner with that, to create good deeds. So we want to go into that charity, the opposite of fear, the opposite of self, because this world is really creating a sense of self. It's all about self. It's selfie. It's ordering from Amazon. It's ordering from Skip the Dishes. It's ordering. It's getting, oh, you have to have self. You have to have stuff. I'm not saying any of that stuff is evil or wrong or anything like that, but I'm saying the overindulgences of this world. To focus our eyes, we're talking about the eyes and our senses on self, on technology, on entertainment, on, okay, let's say rather than going home and looking into your dream journal or dream diary or meditating or praying or, you know, soaking or listening to some meditation or just getting into that realm of incubating peace, you reach for, let's just watch another movie tonight, or let's just have some entertainment and just play some video games or watch TV series. I do a lot of those things. So I'm not speaking out against that, but I'm talking about balance as well too, a balance of what we're looking at, going from the realm of self and going into the realm of charity, of good deeds, of operating in the opposite spirit. Now I'm going to get into something here right now that is I'm not advocating for you to give financially to Encompass Bright Dreams or Caleb Matthews. I'm not even advocating for you to give to this show or The Truth Is Funny. I'm not advocating for anything for you to give to any of us, to me or to Colette or to this show. I'm advocating for you to look for opportunities to be a person of good charity, of good purpose, and also of good deeds, and to give. The opposite of self, the opposite of self is giving, is being a giver. And really what unlocks the wheels of heaven, what unlocks the storehouses of grain in the heavenly places is casting your bread. There's this parable that Jesus talked about. If you cast your bread upon many waters, it shall return to you. We're not talking about money here. We're talking about a posture of heart. We're talking about giving of yourself, whether that is you've got a neighbor that's on the street in your community who's elderly and can't get out of the house and they need someone to get them groceries. Maybe just pick up the grocery tab bill or go out and do groceries and leave the groceries on their front doorstep and say, I'm going to do that. Maybe it means calling in on your friend that is on the other side of the country that maybe could be struggling with mental health. Checking in and saying, hey, how are you? I've got a few moments here to talk with you. How are you doing? I'm checking in with your mental health. I want to make sure that you're okay. It could be checking in with just walking by and having a smile. I know we have to wear masks, but the portion of your creases of your eyes, people can still see that. I can still see that when I'm in my store, when people are smiling, giving a smile, because you're releasing a vibe into the atmosphere. You're operating in a opposite spirit. Rather than fear, you're operating in light. Rather than choosing self, you're operating in being a good person of charity, a good person of deeds, the eyes of light. You're seeing with the eyes of light, not the eyes of corruption. You're not seeing with the eyes of conceitedness and haughtiness and proudness. You're seeing with the eyes of the spirit, which is the eyes of heaven, which is what the eyes of God is looking for. This is such an amazing topic, and I could go on this all day long, but I want to hone in on something. Many of you may have read the passage of scripture, those of you who are raised in church or, different denominations, or you've heard about it and off and on in biblical stories. Maybe you're not even in that background at all, in that vein at all, and I'm not advocating for religion or anything, but there's a specific story I wanted to get to, and that is when Israel is looking for its first king, and we can find that story in the book of Samuel. And in the book of Samuel, Samuel the prophet is looking to see who is going to be anointed as God's next king of Israel. So he goes to the house of this man, brings forth to him all his sons and saying, what about this son? What about that son? What about this person? What about that person? Surely Samuel looks at the tallest and the most handsome and the strongest and the most muscular one. He says, surely this is the Lord's anointed. Surely this is the one who's been chosen to be the king of Israel. And God, he hears a clear voice of God saying, man judges differently than God does. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So So there's a different eye gate. There's a different perspective. There's a different vision that God looks to with the eyes of light. And that really is a posture of our spirit. It's humbleness, it's meekness, it's gentleness. Against these things, there is no law against meekness, goodness, gentleness, goodness, kindness, generosity, compassion. And this is really what the world is craving right now. There's so much chaos right now. There's so much division. There's so much this versus that, this party versus that party, this culture versus that culture, this skin color versus that skin color. And really, Jesus Christ is the great dividing line, that God is a great dividing line. The eye of God is the great dividing line. It's the great differentiator. It's the one that draws a line in the middle and says, here is the eye of God searching to and fro, looking throughout the entire earth, looking for hearts that are dedicated to him. And really how we partner with that is that economy of motion. We go forward in the motion, in the wheels of God, as we get lifted up in the spirit realm in Christ. We go into a higher dimension and a higher plane of reality. We get upon that mountain of transfiguration. We get up onto that mountaintop with Jesus, with God, to be completely in heaven's light. We get above that stake line. Those of you who love hiking will know that there is a place in the altitude, in the atmosphere, where you get above, where wild beasts and snakes and creatures that are just are dangerous cannot live when we shift atmospheres. There are beings of darkness that cannot get above when we get into that realm of light. So I want to invite you today, in the name of Jesus, where you are right now, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, with the eyes of the living creatures and the eyes of heaven's gates upon you, to rise above that place that you're in right now, to rise above the bills, to rise above the work environment, to rise above what the media and the news and the atmosphere is saying, to rise above what politicians are saying, to rise above what the governments of the earth are saying, to rise above into the atmosphere of heaven's King, into the eyes of Jesus, look into the eyes of the author and the vector of the world system. There really is nobody else but Jesus who can understand what we go through, because Jesus was fully man and I believe was fully God. And you may have a different belief system in that, but Jesus really, his eye is upon you, his eye is upon me. And really, there is no answer. It's a complete circle, walking around and around in a circle of really looking to the answers from the world's scholars, the world's politicians, or the world's governments. And I'm not saying that government and politicians and laws and society, those things are not important, but we have lost our focus as a people of our focus. We need to move and shift heaven, what heaven is focusing on. What is heaven saying in the councils of heaven? What is heaven's court saying about your life and your destiny? So even after today, activation, we always get back to activation. You have time in the sands of time. Everybody has the same time. Everyone has 24 hours a day. Everyone has 7 days a week. Everyone has the same time on this earth. How are you going to invest your time? How are your eyes going to invest what they're looking at? What are your ears going to invest what they're hearing? What lenses are you going to put on? What lenses are you going to allow to come into your eye gate, into my eye gate? What am I going to allow? It's a choice. It is a choice to set our heart and our attention on things above. Otherwise, we get this, we get the blinders. We get the blinders that come over our eyes, and we start following the rat race. We start following the butt of the sheep that's in front of us. We start thinking in a matter of what a sheep mentality is versus what a lion's mentality is, what the seeing realm mentality is, which is to be ferocious and tenacious. It says that the eye of God looks to and fro throughout the entire earth, looking for dedication, looking for a heart who is dedicated. And also it says that God is looking for, that Christ is looking for, that the higher power, the heavenly realm is looking for somebody who's going to stand in the gap, somebody who's going to stand in the wall and actually say, no, as for me and my heart, me and my house, as for me and my generation, as for me and my family line, no, I'm going to look up. I'm going to look into beauty of holiness. I'm going to look into the heavens. I'm going to be like the magi that looked up into the sky before the birth of Jesus, and they saw the mighty star that was rising in over Bethlehem, and they followed that star from a foreign land. It means looking into a different plane of reality. It means looking into a different answer, into a different realm. And part of that realm that I deal with is a realm of dreams and visions and dream interpretation. And I want to get a little bit into that before I bring the message home today. So you're hearing me talking about all these different things of focusing. Hey, Caleb, it can't be as simple as that. Can't be as easy as that. Well, of course, it's a trained muscle. It's not going to be easy at all. It's like those cravings. It's like every morning I have to battle within myself. Am I going to fill my mind with the promises that God and that Christ has spoken over my life? Am I going to fill my mind with what encounter can I step into next? Where can I be a blessing? Where can I be a light? Where I can be charity to somebody else, as opposed to where am I going to get my information from? Who's going to tell me how to think? It is a specific conscious choice of what we're going to fill with our senses. So one of the things that I like to practice before I go to sleep, and one of the things I like to practice in my day-to-day life, is looking at life as if it's a dream, interpreting life as if it's a dream interpretation, but also treating my dreams of the night as that they are dreams, of interpreting dreams of the night. So throughout the last year or so, you've heard me talk about dreams. What are they a picture of? So dreams are a picture of something. They're a message that God is speaking to you and speaking to us, that dreams are a message that heaven is bringing to you. So Olivia had a dream that she wanted to share, and I want to interpret that dream, and I want to give you some examples for that, and then we'll go back into concluding the message. So Olivia's dream was standing in a yard by a lake. There are people that she didn't know there, including two small children. An eagle flew towards us across the lake, carrying a dead seagull in its talons. A man I didn't know stood up and pointed and announced, "The eagle will squeeze the seagull to check for eggs, and he will betray his mate." I didn't know what he meant by that, but it seemed ominous, and I felt as though the two children standing by me were in danger. Very interesting. So within the dream here, there are many different contexts and there are many different layers that we can go into, but we're going to go into this one right now. And part of that is, what is this a picture of? So the main focus of the dream is an eagle. And the eagle is the one that carries the focus of the entire dream. The eagle is the one that flies at a different altitude in the high places, in the heavenly places. And a seagull is normally a bird of that devours leftovers. It's also a bird that devours garbage. So there's the eagle, which is the one that flies into the sun, that has a perspective of soaring on the winds and the updrafts of heaven, and flies towards, directly towards the sun, and flies above all the other creatures where you can see all the birds below it. And then there's a seagull that operates on the world plane. So I believe, Olivia, just speaking to you right now, what God is saying to you, what your higher power is saying to you, what the dream is saying to you, is that you are being called to see a higher perspective, in heaven's perspective, and to really squeeze out the seagull perspective or the mindset, which is reproducing garbage. That you're soaring upon the winds of the spirit, that as you soar up into the calling to encounter the Son of Man, to encounter the Son, to encounter the eye of God. Because really the Son is, one of the nicknames for the Son is the eye of God. The encounter, we're just talking about the eye of God today. It's wonderful to talk about the Son. The Son is calling you, the eye of God is calling you to really not only focus on what the answer is, to squeeze out the of a devouring spirit, but also to look forward to the next generation, because you're an example to the two children standing by that were in danger. So your sight, Olivia, and your vision to be able to see above the garbage and the just the seagull line of this world is actually going to raise others up, especially the next generation, of teaching young minds to see and to hear in the spirit realm, and also to be able to focus on the answer. And the answer is to soar towards the sun, to soar towards the eye of God. And really, and unless we forsake the world, really, it's the sea and the ocean is international. So there's an international calling on you as well too, Olivia, but towards the next generation. But unless we forsake the world, because a seagull is really the things of the world. It's a pesky creature. Unless we forsake the things of the world, there's a scripture verse in 1 John where it says, unless we forsake the things of the world and the things of the world, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and you know, the lust of the flesh, the love of the Father, love of God is not within us. So in this dream, there is a calling for your spirit and your soul are at war. And your spirit is saying, unless I betray the worldly desires, I'm not going to be able to soar above and to be able to squeeze the life out of this devouring just mindset and spirit, and to be able to teach the next generation. So it's a choice every day for you, Olivia, to walk in your calling, to soar into the eye of God, and to forsake really just the world desires of staying at the world plane and the world system, and choosing to go upward, choosing to squeeze the life out of really that which does not bring life to you, and to teach the next generation to soar on the international waters towards the eye of God. And really your talent speaks of what's in your hand. So every day, what's in your hand, what's in your feet, what are you walking towards? So I know that's a long answer, and I'm sure we'll talk about that after we tune off on a call, but hopefully that blesses you, Olivia. And for those of you listening, that's something so meat jam-packed within that dream, that there is in such a short dream, there's so much juice, there's so much revelation, there's so much insight, there's so much perspective into that. So I encourage you, if you do not have a dream journal next to your bed, to keep a dream journal next to your bed, to write down your dreams of what God is saying to you, what your higher power is saying to you. And really, really what the waters of God are bringing to you. We want to get back to what are the bread upon the waters. And so really the waters carry food and houses for food. And that's part of what was in the dream as well there too, Olivia. But the waters, we talk about casting our bread upon many waters and giving and being a good giver. So giving to the neighbors around you, giving to your community around you in many different ways, giving to your friends that are abroad. That is a way that you can operate in the spirit of charity, in the spirit of goodness, in the spirit of kindness, in the spirit of gentleness. That is a way that you can give to the atmosphere around you, to create that bubble, to expand that bubble of light. Because even though we have a world where we have some restrictions and social distancing, there is nothing that can social distance the light of Jesus, the light of Christ, from expanding your metron, the wheels of God to be moving, and the eyes of God to be moving forward. How you can be the answer, how you can co-labor with the eyes of heaven to see through heaven's lenses and operate in such a way where you're operating in the opposite spirit in the world. The world says fear, Jesus and the heavenly places says peace. The world says self, heaven says compassion and ministering to other people by reaching out, by being a carrier of light and operating in that economy of motion moving forward. We are a spiritual substance. We are only here for a short time. The world is really what we're passing through. We're on a great and long pilgrimage. We're on a long journey. And whatever you may believe about the afterlife and about what comes next, we are passengers. Every one of us on this call, we're going to have a time that we live in the world. We're going to have a window of time. We talk about the hourglass. And then one day the hourglass will run out. But between that then and now, we have a choice to be able to be ambassadors of light, to keep our eyes enlightened, to pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened. So I want to bring this home. I want to just speak to your spirit right now and bring this message. And so if you're listening on a podcast later on, then you'll still get the spirit message right now, because there's no distance in the spirit. If you're listening on the computer or on the phone or on through the website, I want to speak directly to you, brother and sister, wherever you are in the world right now. So just place your hands over your eyes or put your hands out, or however you get into a comfortable position and comfortable, relaxing position. And I want to take you on a journey into the eye of God at this moment right now. So Jesus, Heavenly Father, Spirit of Light, Father of Lights, Counsel, Eyes of God, Throne of God, Living Creatures, the Spirit of Counsel and Might, Holy Spirit, Father, we thank you for your eye, that the eye of God is upon my brother, my sister, the one who is listening at this moment. That the eye of God sees far above all principalities, powers, thrones, dominions of darkness, and rulers of this world and the natural. And the eye of God is set in the heavenly places. And I thank you, and we invite right now, I invite right now the eye of God to shine upon the face of every single person listening on this call, every family that every person here is connected to. And I pray the prayer and the blessing of the Levitical priest in Numbers in the scripture verse, when they were prepared as a priest for the priest to go before the ark of God's presence, before the eye of God, before the tabernacle, before entering into the veil and that place between the earth and between heaven. And God, we invite that eye to come upon us. We want your eye to come upon us, to come upon our lives, to change us, to cause us to go into another realm of encounter with you and to see our purpose, to step into the courts of heaven and to hear the scroll of destiny read over our life, to hear what heaven says about our lives, about our family, to hear how we can be a light to other people, to shine heaven's light. And I pray that the eyes of our spirit, the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the richness and the kindness of your face, Jesus, shining across the airwaves, shining into the camera right now, shining into our living room, shining into our vehicle, shining into our bedroom right now, that the spirit of the living God, the God in whom we stand for right now, who is living and active, who is before, today, and forever, the great I Am, the great spirit of the ancient one who has existed before the foundations of the world, that your eye would be upon us, that your eye and your counsel would be upon us. And I pray for the counsel of light, the counsel of the eye of God to be upon you. Baptize us with the vision of love. Baptize our eyes and let our eyes and our ears and our taste and our senses and our touch go through a baptism of counsel, that we would know the counsel that is above, that we would seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, that we would seek that heavenly manna, that bread, that we would be fed from a different realm and a different realm of reality, that we would not look to the world to feed us the answers and the wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from above, the wisdom which is good, which is gentle, which is noteworthy, which is praiseworthy, which is goodness and kindness, that we would see how you see, we would see our lives how you see our lives, that we would see others how you see others, that we would see our families how you see our families, that you would see our workplace how you see our workplace. And I pray right now for encounters. I pray for encounters in the night season. I pray for encounters in the dream realm, that every listener would have encounters where the heaven's ladder would open and Jesus would present the eyes of the Spirit to be able to see. Anoint our eyes with fresh eyesalve, with the balm of Gilead, with that eye, our eye gate would be anointed with the eyes of heaven, and that we would see through the dimension that you see. You said that in my Father's house are many mansions, many rooms, many dimensions of reality, many thrones of reality, many places. And that really is. You are the great mystic secret of God. That's your name. You are the great chief mystic of all mystics. You are the one that holds the keys of the seven stars in your hand. You are the one that you said you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end. You are the one that is the cloud rider. You are the heavenly chariot. You are the one that invites us into the winds, into the winds of heaven and into the throne of heaven to be able to stand in your counsel. So we thank you for your eyes. We thank you that we are partnering with the economy of motion. We thank you that we are ambassadors of the kingdom of light, that we have a partaking nature in the divine nature. So, Father, we thank you for the gift of sight, the gift of heaven's sight. And I pray a blessing in the name of Kadosh, Ruach, Yah, the holy breath of God into my listeners, into the viewers here, into ourselves, that we would breathe with heaven's breath, that we breathe with heaven's sight. Thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I bless you to be able to bring forth the eyes of heaven, the eyes of light, and remember that we are an economy of motion. Remember that you have a part to play in this. Remember that I have a part to play in this. Remember that we can act upon this message, that it is not just, oh, this was a great podcast, this was a great teaching with Caleb, now I just have all my happy butterflies and I'm going to go about my day and do everything the way I've done it before. I challenge you, this is my challenge to you, to act upon the message, that we've heard. And acting upon that message is, what are we looking at? What are we gazing upon? What is our sight focusing upon? What are our ears listening to? So here's a challenge I want to pose to you right now. Go 24 hours or 48 hours or a week, whatever you think that you can do, without looking at any of the major media news outlets, without looking at social media, without hearing or listening to the latest reports of the numbers or the latest reports of what's happening here and what's happening there, what's happening. And you fill in the blank because you know what I'm talking about. I want to challenge you to look at a different realm, at a different realm of reality. Excuse me. I want to challenge you to look at a different realm of reality, for whether it's a 24-hour period, a 48-hour period. We should be doing this every day, but I just mean that completely starving out the seagull, to use Olivia's mentality from, or her dream, squeezing out the seagull with the eagle's talons. And what does that mean? That means going up into that heavenly atmosphere, that altitude. And also I want to challenge you with finding some way that you can give with charity, compassion, and joy, and give freely to others. Because that's the message of the gospel. That's the message of the gospel. Freely receive, freely give. And that's part of my boast coming on this show. Part of my boast, to be completely vulnerable, because I can't preach what I don't live. I can't speak about what I don't live. When I come on this show, I do this as a gift to the Truth Transformation Talk Radio and to The Truth Is Funny with Colette and with Colette Mary Stephan, because Colette is my friend. Colette is somebody who I admire and who I'm a friend with. But also, I believe in the calling and destiny that Colette has in Jesus and in Christ. And Colette, you're probably listening to this right now and blushing, but I believe in your calling on the earth, and I believe in what you're doing in this show. I believe what you're bringing to the people is a message of truth, a message of light, a message that needs to be heard. And so when I'm on this show, I've always come on this show. I come on the show to preach the message of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, freely you've received, freely give. He also told his disciples to only take what you need for the journey, only the bag that you need, the gold that you need for the journey. Don't take more than what you need for the journey. And that's the same thing for us in life. Let's not hamper ourselves down with the latest stuff from online or latest technology or the latest entertainment. It's not to say you can't enjoy some of those things, but let us not take a lot of baggage through the world, because we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be traveling light and on our feet. An army travels light. An army, the end time army, the army of God, the army of the eyes of God, the army of Jesus, is what we're supposed to do, traveling light on our feet. And part of that is freely receive, freely give. So my two challenges, one is to do a fast of the media, whether how little or how long it is, whether it's 24, 48 hours, 72, a week, you choose, fasting from looking at that technology, looking at that airspace of the media. And also the other challenge to you is to find somebody, something, some way that you can give. It could be a simple smile. It could be getting someone groceries. It could be calling up somebody who needs a phone call. Find a way to be a light bearer, to shine kindness, to reflect the Son of God with healing in his wings, because that's really a part of who the Son of God is, who Jesus is, to reflect the Son, reflect the eyes of God. Be a light bearer. You are the light. You are the light. For those of you who have seen Lord of the Rings, it's one of my favorite movies and books of all time. And Galadriel, one of my favorite characters, she said, may it be a light for you in dark places when all other lights go out. You are a light bearer. That is you. That's you right now. You are a light bearer. You are a light bearer to bring truth and to bring the light of heaven, the eyes of God, the lenses of heaven to other people. That is you. Dear listener, that is you right now. And greater is he within you than is he that is within the world system. Greater is Jesus within you than greater is the power and the entity that operates the world system. The world system is far below the power and dominion and rule and reign of Christ. So I bless you with that, with the eyes of God, the eye of God that would continually follow you all the days of your life, and also the lenses of God, that you would put on the lenses of God. That's what we are commanded to do by God, is to put on his lenses and to walk in hand with the Creator, because really, it's all about walking and talking with the eye of God, with the eye of Jesus, and having Jesus talk back to us and having our life expand into all the realms of society. So I want to take this moment to thank Colette Mary Stephan and Transformation Talk Radio, for Dr. Pat, for Kim, for Olivia, for all of the people that make this show possible. Thank you so much. And I pray a 100,000-fold blessing upon your lives and your family's lives. And Colette, as always, it's an honor and a privilege to be on this show. I do thank you for that. And listeners, don't forget that if you have dreams coming, you know, if you have dreams that you didn't get to today, or you have dreams in the future, you can email me at info@encompassedbydreams.com. So info is info@encompassedbydreams.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Encompassed by Dreams. You can follow me on Instagram, Encompassed by Dreams. Yeah, so you'll draw peace when you look up. Peace is what you'll have when you look up into the heavenly places. You'll draw peace. So eyes up, look up, look up. So I give you that invitation, and I thank you for tuning in today and taking your time. And that's all for now with The Truth is Funny with Caleb Matthews today. And bye-bye for now, and see you next time. Blessings upon you.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.